Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some royal songs, and we're going to celebrate a couple of birthdays. But first, I have some quotations for you. A couple of weeks ago, we heard some quotes about foolishness. Well, here are some quotes about glory and how to achieve it in life. Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it." Skillful pilots gain their reputation from storms and tempests. Roman naturalist Pliny the Elder said, "True glory consists in doing what deserves to be written, in writing what deserves to be read, and in so living as to make the world happier and better for our living in it." The American novelist Betty Smith wrote, "Look at everything as though you were seeing it either for the first or last time. Then your time on earth will be filled with glory." And another American novelist, Eugene F. Ware, said, "All glory comes from daring to begin." And so I'm going to dare to begin this edition of the show with some songs about glory, starting off with Harry Reaser.
Thank you. glories wake up in the morning, then I'll kiss your two lips good night. By the silvery moon we'll sit and spoon till dawning, holding hands and cuddling up tight. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doodle-doo, when the rooster is crowing. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doodle-doo, then I've got to be going. When the morning glories wake up in the morning, then I'll kiss your two lips good night.
Someone to tell them to. What do? I page Miss Glory. When the stars grow bright and sprinkle all the shadows with their light, to add a little bit of romance to a lovely night, I page Miss Glory. I've never seen a sunset, a rainbow in the skies, that ever could compare with the glory of your eyes. So when we're apart and I begin to feel a teardrop start, and when I get that empty feeling way down in my heart, I page Miss Glory. Begin to feel a teardrop start, and when I get that empty feeling way down in my heart, I page Miss Glory. Now you've heard my story about my friend Miss Glory, so you know she's the only girl for me. And when you see her walking and you hear her talking, you'll be shouting, glory be.
Is there anyone present who was ever in love? If so, you know how I'm feeling right now. Everything is so pleasant, sun is shining above. If you're in love, gee whiz, you know just how it is. When there's somebody who you can cuddle up to. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? When you're hugging her there in that cozy old chair, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Every little kiss does you so much good. You're so full of bliss, you just feel like knocking wood. And when you naturally guess that she's gonna say yes, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? When you're blessed with the wealth of a good name and good health, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? And when whatever you've got, you're content with your lot, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? And then you just go your way, you're always nice and kind. You're learning every day that happiness is on your mind. And when there's nothing you fear because your conscience is clear, ain't that a grand, well, let's forget about that. When you two are alone in your own little home, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? But when wifey tells you mama's coming here too, ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? Then comes one big row, goodbye marriage bliss. It's all over now, you don't even hug and kiss. But when good fortune is kind, mama changes her mind. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling?
Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling, Harry Richman in 1927. Harry Richman was born August 10, 1895, in Cincinnati, Ohio. He and the George Gershwin song Puttin' on the Ritz made their debut in movies in 1930 in Puttin' on the Ritz. Before Harry Richman, we heard Rudy Valley and a Dubin and Warren song from the 1935 film of the same name, Page Miss Glory. That was preceded by the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra in Chicago in October of 1927, and When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning. Henry Bubbles Reber was the vocalist, and Bill Carlson was the leader of the band at this point. The band appeared regularly at the Wisconsin Roof Ballroom atop the Wisconsin Roof Theater from 1924 to 1931, and also broadcast over WTMJ. In 1940, Bill Carlson gave up the band and became a flight instructor during World War II. After the war, Carlson returned to WTMJ as weatherman until his retirement in 1972. He was at the controls of an airplane in December 1979 when he died of a heart attack, but the co-pilot was able to land the plane safely. And we started off the set and the show with one of Harry Reeser's bands. Could it be the Clico Club Eskimos? And I'm Riding to Glory. Some grand and glorious songs here on Rapidly Rotating Records with your grand and glorious host, Glenn Robison. We'll be back to give you the royal treatment right after this. This past week on April 30th in 1945, Jack Bailey first opened his Mutual Radio Network program by delivering the line, "How would you like to be queen for a day?" In this audience participation show, women selected from the audience would explain to Jack why they needed a particular item, such as a washing machine or other appliance. The audience would determine which was most needy by their applause for each contestant, with the level of the applause displayed on an applause meter. The winner was crowned queen for a day, dressed in a royal robe and given not only the gift she asked for, but a dozen long-stem red roses and a number of other prizes. The very first queen for a day was Mrs. Evelyn Lane. The show moved to ABC TV on April 28, 1955 for 5 years, and then to NBC for another 4 years. The show's announcer was Gene Baker, and the fashion commentator on the TV version was Gene Cagney. I used to watch Queen for a Day and can still picture Jack Bailey in that very long, thin microphone he used, as well as the VU meter measuring the applause. So, in commemoration of Queen for a Day, here are some songs having to do with royalty in some form or another, starting off with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. ¶¶
Thank you.
Some royal songs here on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the mutual radio show Queen for a Day. We started off with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra in December of 1932 and Prince of Wales. In the band, Orrin Thaddeus Page, better known as Hot Lips. Hot Lips Page was born in Dallas on January 27, 1908. He tried his hand first at the clarinet and alto sax, but then turned his attention to the trumpet and began playing it professionally throughout Texas while still a teenager, backing blues singers such as Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, and Ida Cox on the TOBA circuit. Now, if you were paying attention a couple of weeks ago, you'll remember that TOBA stands for... That's right, very good. Theater Owners Booking Association. In 1928, Page joined Walter Page's Blue Devils in Kansas City, and when Walter Page broke up his band, was one of several members who joined Benny Moten. After Moten's death, Page left his own groups in Kansas City and was briefly featured in Count Basie's band. But Page was lured into a solo career by talent manager Joe Glazer, who also managed Louis Armstrong. He moved to New York City in 1937 and assembled a big band, which lasted about a year. He toured with Bud Freeman, was featured in Artie Shaw's band in 1941 and 42, and for the rest of his career led his own bands, freelanced and recorded frequently. Orrin Hot Lips Page died of a heart attack in New York City on November 5, 1954. Then, from August 13, 1928, we heard a Joe Sanders composition, Hallucinations. What does that have to do with royalty? Well, it was recorded by the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, don't you see? The Louisiana Rhythm Kings was probably, in fact, the Coon Sanders Orchestra. After that, it was a piano solo by Charlie Kunz, K-U-N-Z, without the Kasani Club Orchestra, and a Kunz Waltz medley, including the Coronation Waltz. And we finished up with Ann Stevens and Christopher Robin at Buckingham Palace. Clifford Greenwood directed the new Mayfair Orchestra in July of 1940. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to send your comments and requests by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. Or you can send them by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with Der Bingle when we return right after this. Last week, May 3rd, marked the birth in Tacoma, Washington in 1903 of Harry Lillis Crosby, better known as Bing, a nickname which he got at age 6 as the result of his enthusiasm for the Bingville Bugle, a parody of a hillbilly newsletter written by Newton Newkirk and run as a full-page feature in Spokane's newspaper, The Spokesman Review. Bing's impressive career spread across movies, records, radio, and TV, despite the fact that he never learned to read music and could play no musical instruments. Of the more than 4,000 songs he sang, the most successful was White Christmas, written by Irving Berlin. Bandleader Paul Whiteman hired Crosby in 1926, along with singing partner Al Rinker. With the addition of Harry Barris, the trio became the Rhythm Boys. After leaving the Whiteman organization in 1930, Crosby sang for a brief time with Gus Arnheim's band. In 1931, Crosby recorded I Surrender, Dear, and from there went on to CBS Radio. Over the next 30 years, Crosby sold more than 300 million records. Bing was featured in over 60 movies, winning an Academy Award for Going My Way in 1944. Crosby won the Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 1962 and has been called the number one recording artist of all time. He created the first celebrity pro-am golf championship, the Crosby Open, which he hosted for 35 years, raising millions for charity. Bing Crosby died of a heart attack after finishing 18 holes with an 85 at La Moraleja Golf Club near Madrid on October 14, 1977. Here's about a thousandth of the recorded output of Bing Crosby.
All the world is saying, boo-boo-boo.
No, that's not the way it goes, that silly little phrase you hear all day. Dukes and peers and racketeers go boo-boo-boo. That's the way
they chase their blues away. From Honolulu Bay to Carolina, from Philadelphia all the way to Asia Minor, everyone beneath the sun goes boo 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 boo. The world is going boo 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 boo. All the world is saying tweet 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 tweet
tweet tweet tweet tweet.
Oh, that funny little spring, it's in my brain. Acrobats and diplomats, tweet 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 tweet
tweet tweet tweet tweet tweet tweet.
That funny little strain, it's driving me insane. Please, gay people used to sing that peanut bender. Now they are crooning one more chance and I surrender. Everyone beneath the sun, all the world is saying boo 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 boo. Dogs all row go. Goldfish in the bowl go. That's all I hear. Clerks, motorcycle cops, and piano tuners.
It's funny how they all think they are crooners.
Everyone beneath the sun goes boo 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 boo. All the world is going boo 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 boo.
Change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
As a child, why am I like a racehorse running wild? Why am I in a state of ecstasy? The reason is because something's happened to me. I'm in love again, and the spring is coming. I'm in love again. Hear my heartstrings strumming. I'm in love again, and the tune I'm humming is a huddle of blues. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of it. Good news.
The sun shines brighter.
I know why.
My heart is lighter.
I know why, yeah.
Although it doesn't matter to you.
Matter to you.
I feel like shouting hallelujah.
The sky seems bluer.
I know why.
My cares are fewer.
I know why, yeah.
Now you don't know the reason, do you?
You can guess. I'll confess.
Careful, dear. They come and find me and then remind me of all the hearts you've broken. But I'm in love with you. So what am I to do? Content to go where it is said, although I may
repent when I'm through, but what can I do? I'm playing with fire, and I'm gonna get burned while merry-go-rounding with you. But I go for my ride with my eyes open wide. I'm playing with fire, I know it, but what can I do?
Bing Crosby, born 98 years ago, May 3rd. We began with Boo 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 from the soundtrack of the 1933 picture Too Much Harmony, with songs by Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow. In Too Much Harmony, which also starred Jack Oakey, Bing plays a Broadway star who discovers a small-town act in Ohio and brings them to New York, where they turn into a big hit. After Boo Boo Boo, we heard Bing with Sam Lennon's Famous Players and If I Had You from January 1929. Then Paul Whiteman and his orchestra backing up a very little bit of Bing on I'm in Love Again. And we finished up with an Irving Berlin song, I'm Playing with Fire, Bing in January 1933. I'm playing with fire, I'm gonna get burned, while merry-go-rounding with you. Merry-go-rounding. I guess that would be the present participle of the verb to merry-go-round. Well, nobody said Irving Berlin was an English major. In any case, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with Dr. Spock. I always get those two mixed up. When we return, right after this. The day before Bing Crosby was born, pediatrician, psychiatrist, author, and activist Benjamin Spock was born in New Haven, Connecticut. While in medical school at Yale, he rowed for the gold medal U.S. crew team in the 1924 Olympics in Paris. Between 1931 and 1933, he served residencies in New York City hospitals and began a six-year training program with the New York Psychoanalytic Institute. While teaching pediatrics at Cornell University's Medical College in New York City from 1933 to 43, he also maintained a private practice. During 1943 to 1945, he spent 2 years with the U.S. Navy as a psychiatrist. In 1946, he published the Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care, which sold over 40 million copies. His flexible approach to child-rearing was regarded by many as wonderfully humane, while others saw it as permissiveness and the cause for many behavioral problems. Dr. Spock died in San Diego March 15, 1998. So here to commemorate Dr. Spock, not to be confused with Mr. Spock, are some baby songs, starting off with one of my favorites. Here's Ben Pollack and his orchestra.
Thank you. exceptional baby. I'm hoping that maybe you'll go for me. Baby, remarkable baby, stop teasing me, baby, say yes, sirree. You gorgeous B-A-B-Y, you've caught my eye. Oh me, oh my, would I appreciate you, baby, adorable baby. Say, when will that day be, when you'll be mine? Baby, baby, I'm wanting you. When you're around, I can't behave. Baby, baby, it's time you knew. You're my excitement, you're my rave. Baby, exceptional baby, I'm hoping that baby you'll go for me. Baby, remarkable baby, stop teasing me, baby, say yes, sirree. You gorgeous B-A-B-Y, you've caught my eye. Oh me, oh my, would I appreciate you, baby, adorable baby. Say, when will that day be, when you'll be mine? Exceptional baby, I'm hoping that maybe you'll go for me. Baby, remarkable baby, stop teasing me, baby, say yes, sirree. You gorgeous B-A-B-Y, you've caught my eye. Oh me, oh my, would I appreciate you, baby, adorable baby. Say, when will that day be, when you'll be mine?
Recognize my baby. She puts pep into a party, that's a guarantee. She's not fresh, she is no smarty, nice as she can be. Two rosy cheeks and hair that's red, a winning smile that knocks him dead. By what I've said, you'd recognize my baby.
Some baby songs to commemorate the birth of Benjamin Spock in 1903. We heard An Unusually High Order of Entertainment from Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert on Bashful Baby from July 25, 1929. That was followed by Paul Small in December of 1932 and Baby. And we wrapped things up with George Belshaw's KFAB Orchestra and You'll Recognize My Baby. That was Frank Silvano, also a member of the Charlie Strait Orchestra, on the vocal. KFAB is an AM station in Omaha, Nebraska, over which George Belshaw's band broadcast. Unfortunately, the band recorded only two sides, You'll Recognize My Baby and Sweet Liza, both from the same session in Chicago on April 26, 1929. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I also invite you to stop by my website at www.glennrobison.com. There you can play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game or sign up to receive the weekly playlist for the show by email. That's www.glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON. Next week is, of course, Mother's Day, so the whole show will be songs about mothers. Whether or not you're a mother, I hope you'll be listening. Until then, I do thank you for your very kind attention.